Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the gears of technology and come out covered in knowledge. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of tech.
And I'm Jamie, your voice of curiosity and wonder, here to ask all the questions you're thinking at home. How's it going, Alex?
It's going great, Jamie. Ready to unravel some of the mysteries of AI for our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. And today, we're talking about something that sounds like it could either be incredibly boring or fascinating, keeping large language model outputs predictable. I mean, who doesn't want a robot that consistently makes sense?
Exactly, Jamie. And it's far from boring. Imagine you're building a chatbot, and instead of giving you useful answers, it starts reciting Shakespeare, or worse, responds in a language you don't understand.
That would be quite a twist. To be or not to be, that is the computation.
Well put. But seriously, predictability in AI responses, especially in production systems, is crucial. It's all about making sure the AI behaves in a consistent and reliable manner.
So how do we keep these AI models on a leash?
The first step is using structured prompts and defining clear context boundaries. Think of it as setting up rules for how the AI should respond.
Ah, so kind of like programming a very sophisticated vending machine?
I guess you could say that. If you're specific about what you want, you're more likely to get the result you expect. For example, telling the AI to respond with data in JSON format about the weather, rather than just asking, "What's the weather like?"
Got it. Specificity is key. But what about controlling randomness? I read somewhere that these models can be pretty unpredictable.
That's where sampling parameters come into play, like temperature and top P. Temperature controls how random the responses are. A lower temperature means more conservative and predictable responses.
So turning down the temperature makes the AI less spicy?
That's one way to put it. And top P helps control the focus of the responses, ensuring the AI doesn't go off on tangents.
Neat. And I heard there's something called Pydantic. Sounds like a dinosaur.
Not quite. Pydantic is a tool for validating the structure of the outputs. It checks that the AI's responses match what we expect, like making sure it actually returns the weather in JSON format when we ask for it.
Ah, so Pydantic is like the bouncer at the club making sure everyone's dressed properly.
Exactly. And it's super important for keeping things running smoothly, especially in systems where reliability is non-negotiable, like in financial or medical applications.
Makes sense. Safety first, creativity second.
Right? But sometimes you do want a bit of creativity, especially in areas like marketing or content generation. That's when you might loosen up those parameters a bit.
So it's all about finding that balance between predictability and creativity.
Precisely. And speaking of balance, it's also critical to continuously monitor and benchmark your AI's outputs against quality and safety criteria. It's not a set it and forget it kind of deal.
Continuous improvement, I like it. Any final thoughts for our tech enthusiasts out there trying to tame their own AI creations?
Just that predictability isn't about stifling innovation. It's about building trust in the systems we create. Use structured prompts, control the chaos with parameters like temperature, and always validate your outputs.
And when in doubt, turn down the temperature. Got it.
You've got it, Jamie.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and geeking out with us.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of tech. Until next time, keep your AI predictable and your curiosity wild. Bye.
Bye.